Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, it is game day, and we're ready on a Monday as Monday Night Football comes to Seattle as the Texans will face off against the Seattle Seahawks, and this is a good football team. Seattle just played the Jags and handled them pretty good. And they have been one of the surprises. Sam Darnold, people wondered about Sam Darnold, Clint, and what he would look like leaving Minnesota and leaving Justin Jefferson and leaving the play caller and the staff and everything they had there in Minnesota. And he's gone to Seattle, Clint. Now Jaxon Smith-Njigba looks like Justin Jefferson. And now their offense is rolling, and they're another surprise team. The most big plays of any offense on the season, Clint. And as we sit here and we look at this, and again, today, hey, we are not off early. We are not off at 5. We are taking over the coach's show today and leading you right into the pregame show with Seth and Sean. So we'll be here until 6 o'clock and hand it right off to Sean and Seth. So stay tuned with us throughout the day. But 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, jump on and get involved in this. And I'll start it by this. Right now, as we look at it, the Texans are 2-3 right now. They've won 2 in a row, feeling good, coming off the bye week after they just absolutely – I don't even know how long ago that felt. A lot has happened, it seems like, since they beat the hell out of the Ravens. But they're 2-3. The Colts are 6-1 and don't appear to be going anywhere with their most impressive win yesterday on the road against the Chargers. The Jags are 4-3, still in front of the Texans. And right now, the Texans have the 10th best record in the AFC. The 10th best record in the AFC right now, they've got some work to do, obviously, to get into the playoff hunt right now. So this is an important game. Their next three games after this are all teams that are currently in the playoffs right now. The 49ers lead the West, the Broncos lead the West, and then there are the Jags who you've played and lost to already earlier this year. Those are your
Duval.
Next three. Yeah, that guy feels different now every time you hear him say Duval after he tried to grab Robert Saleh by the balls and twist. But This is a huge game. And Clint, I throw this out. Is this a turning point game? As we look at all of that, where they are right now, you're feeling good about them after these two. But if this doesn't go the way of the Texans, Clint, they would be 2-4. And I would assume 8 wins or 10 wins makes you feel comfortable and potentially getting to the playoffs. They would then have to go 8-3 the rest of the way to achieve that. Is this, to you, potentially a turning point game for the Texans and how we'll view them?
Absolutely, Ron. 100%. This is a must-win football game for the Texans. It's that simple.
Must-win.
It's that simple. And it's not about NFC, AFC. It's, I mean, to be honest with you, it's not about the Indianapolis Colts. To be completely clear, this is a must-win game because if you go out there and you backslide and it's closer to what we saw the first 3 weeks than it was what we saw weeks 4 and 5, yeah. All right, then this is going to be a long-ass season. You got major problems, right? Right now, you've got a quarterback that's got some confidence. Right now, you've got a play caller that's got some confidence. Right now, you got an offensive line that's got some confidence, both protecting the quarterback as well as running the football. You got some young players that are starting to kind of emerge. You got a veteran tight end that you paid $12 million to that all of a sudden is part of the game plan and impacting this team's ability to move the football. And all of that dies on the vine if you go to Seattle and lay an egg offensively. If you go to Seattle and you can't protect a quarterback, you can't get the ball out, you can't create separation, you can't run the football, the quarterback's holding the ball and running for his life. If that is the case, then you come back to Houston, and it don't matter that you got 3 home games. It doesn't matter who the opponents are. It's all internal looking of what's going on with Kaylee, what's going on with CJ, what's going on with the supporting cast, how do they move forward at 2-4. This is not only a turning point game for the Texans, this is a must-win football game. And I wish, by the way, I wish that I could sit here and say, oh, it's an NFC game, man, it don't matter. I wish that I could sit here and say, hey, man, we play in this weak-ass division, man, it don't matter. I'm telling you, none of that is a factor in me arriving at this is a must-win game. It's all about the Texans. It's not about the conference you play in. It's not about the division you play in. It's about this football team and what it looks like moving forward if you fall to 2-4. If you fall to 0-4 against teams that have that are playoff-caliber teams or better, and you're 2-0 against two teams that are arguably two of the worst teams in football, especially when you played them, talking about Baltimore with all the injuries, you're in a bad spot. You're in a really, really, really bad spot. And so I think this is a must-win.
Must-win. Is that too far for you, Tyler? Is this must-win too far for you? I mean, some people say it's week seven.
My knee jerk is yes, but it's not lost on me the state of things as y'all beautifully just laid out with the AFC South in particular. It's not lost on me, but it does feel early.
It feels early.
It's unfortunately feels early for me too, but I'm there. I'm telling you, I'm there, man. Now I firmly believe that this is the little caveat, if you will. I think if this team play, if this offense is more like who we saw against Baltimore and Tennessee, if that is truly who they are and that travels, I think they win the game. I think they are a very difficult team to beat if that is the case, right? The problem is I don't see this being a kind of back and forth game. It's 27-24. There's some good, there's some bad, there's a turnover that kind of swings. I see this being either you go out there, you put up points, you move the football, you win this ball game, you give your defense a little bit of room to breathe, you give them a little bit of grace, and you win this football game, or you get smothered and we come home and we're going, what are they going to do offensively?
So if they lose this game, your thoughts of them making the playoffs become extremely concerning for you.
Yes, and beyond, because I mean some folks would say, yeah, Ron, 2-4, that you're concerned about making the playoffs. But I'm like that. I agree. Like I'm more worried about. I go back to looking at, man, can DeMeco find an offensive play caller? Is CJ Stroud the guy? Dude, because I mean, you look up if they're able to smother you tonight. It becomes very real of like, hey, man, the supporting cast is not. Enough
with San Francisco and Denver coming next.
Come on, man!
Right, and you've been talking about the top defenses that they have to play down the stretch.
And I know Jacksonville just got skull drug in London, but Jacksonville can put pressure on a quarterback and turn the football over. We've seen that; it's happened all year long, with the exception of
they did it to you.
Yeah,
so you don't have to.
Yeah, so I mean, we can poo poo Jacksonville because they just got beat. They just got the doors blown off of them in London, but. I mean, just be completely honest with you. That's not. I don't know if that's a good idea.
Yeah, someone texted in and said if they lose tonight, the Super Bowl aspirations are over. Okay. If the Texans win this game tonight, they will be 3-3, and you can consider this a full reset on the season.
I agree with that.
I expect to see the Texans beginning to play regularly at a high level on both sides of the ball, having worked out most of the kinks on offense. Yeah, if they win, you get to 3-3, and then that puts you, I think, right there with the Bengals. And now you're looking at the Bengals who have Joe Flacco right now, and yeah. and you gotta feel like that is not. You don't know if you're going to get that consistency like he got last week. I don't know if people are just going to allow him to throw it to Jamar Chase
right.
and Higgins that many times consistently. But you'd actually jump the Bengals. You'd be 3-3 as they're 3-4, and then be behind Kansas City, Jacksonville, and the Chargers. And you would feel good about that, and that would then bring a ton of confidence to go on the road, one of the toughest places to play, against Seattle, and that would give you confidence the rest of the way. Because if you get to 2-4, and I'm looking at the playoffs and things like that, the math is hard to see.
Absolutely is.
Because to me, in your mind, you got to get to 10. And by the way, there have been teams that haven't made it at 10. But you got to get to 10 wins. And that means if you lost tonight, you'd have to go 8-3 the rest of the way. And you have road games in Kansas City and Indy. And you have the Bills coming in, right? That, like, three of them. You got the Colts coming in again. You got the Jags coming in again, right? You got Denver coming in. You got the 49ers coming in. Like, you got to you got to go 8-3 the rest of the way if you lose tonight. And that's why the math is kind of tough it's hard to say, all right, you've only beaten the Ravens, who have been beat up and continuing to get their asses kicked by teams, and then you've only beaten the Titans, who continue to get their ass kicked by teams, and then to say we'll go 8-3 the rest of the way with that being the resume there. So I think this is a turning point game. They win this game, you feel, hell yeah, they can make a run to get to into the playoffs with this team. The Colts have thrown a damn wrench in this thing with this 6-1. You always thought you could fall back on maybe, hey, 10 wins might win the South.
Right.
That's not happening anymore. The Colts are 6-1, and they are rolling with this third place schedule. And damn it,
I outlined it Friday, Ron. If you look at the Colts and their schedule, getting to 11, I mean, getting to 11 is going to be. I mean, their over-under's got to be 11 right now.
Yeah.
I mean, their schedule. Now, I did have the Bears on there. They've got the Bears, and the Bears are a better football team than maybe I gave them credit for. But I mean,
it's not the Packers or the Lions,
bro. They've got like seven of their remaining 10 games are very winnable games for them.
Especially the way they're playing.
I mean, people think they're the best. They're the best offense in football right now. I mean, it'd be tough. I mean, there's some good ones up there. Here's the deal. To me, if you go win this game, if you're Houston and you go win this game, you validate what has happened the last 2 weeks. You validate the progress that you've made. And what you do is, I mean, you look at the standings. What you do is you validate being dead in the middle of the AFC. Forget the records, right? Clearly the Texans started out slow, dug a hole that they're going to have a hard time getting out of. Record wise, to be in the conversations with the 6-1, 5-2 teams. But if you look at the football product that's out there, if the Texans, what they did the last 2 weeks, if it transitions into Seattle and against that defense, nobody's going to have a problem. Nobody's going to check up to put them in the same conversation with the 4-3 Chargers, right? As you said, the 3-4 Cincinnati Bengals, the 4-2 Pittsburgh Steelers,
the Jags,
the 5-2 Denver Broncos, who you play, the Jags. Yeah, the Jags are on here. I just skipped over them because we've already played them. The Bills are 4-2. That may be a little bit. That may be getting a little over my skis there.
We'll see how they look.
Yeah. But you're in the conversation with some of these teams of having some of the better product in the NFL. Now, again, if you go up there and it's all for none, and you backslide back to what you did against playoff caliber teams prior to playing Tennessee and Baltimore, then, you know, you deserve to slide towards the bottom of it.
Someone texted, what if they play well and lose? I mean, I think you'll feel better. You'll feel better than you did against, if the offense especially, you'll feel better than you did against, like, the Rams and the other teams that they jumped off to.
Look, there's a possibility. But
2-4 is just if they play well and lose. If you're talking about, I mean, this team coming into the year, they're talking about putting a ring on the bull. Like if you roll out 2-4 and to get to 10 wins, you've got to win 8 of your last 11. And you know you got road games at Indy, at Kansas City, you got the Bills at home, and then the next 3 you got the Niners who are hot and playing well, you got the Broncos who seem to have as much luck as anybody right now as they're pulling games off. They got no business winning at 5-2, and you got the Jags who you've already played that are in the playoff hunt. So it's a huge game. I don't know. I would go as far as this texter. This game is the difference between 10-7 and 6-11. I don't know that. I'm not going to say that is a crazy take because I could see that, you know, we've seen downward spirals that could kind of roll down if you lose a game like this. But I don't know if I would go to that far of a stretch, but It feels must winish.
Well, we just right don't now, know. Really. Look, I actually love that text. One of my favorite texts you've ever read, to be honest with you. I agree. Now, it may not be, again, the NFC is irrelevant. That, like, I think what the texts are saying as well is, like, this game is the product you put on the field in this game is going to determine whether we have the ability to go win 10 or we're going to struggle to get to 6. I think that's fair.
This is going to tell a lot.
And here's the other thing, Ron, and interesting. I'm getting off in the weeds on the negativity of it, if you will. But the D'Amico Ryans and C.J. Stroud in particular, we've not seen them deal with that level of adversity. You know what I mean? We have no idea how they're going to handle that level of adversity. I just think.
And then the flip of that, the confidence they would gain if they went on the road.
Sky high.
Because, as you said, it would go a long way to say, all right, yeah, that thing in Baltimore, that wasn't completely because Baltimore sucked ass. No, that is because, all right, no, we found something. We did find something in the second half against Tennessee. All right, coming up, we've gone too long, but to talk about what many games like this are about, and that is the quarterback play. And I'll go to our quarterback, and we can discuss this on the other side. Does C.J. Stroud...
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Have to outplay Sam Darnold tonight for the Texans to win. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Cubley.
In the backfield, it's Jefferson. Darnold out of the gun. Looking, firing underneath. Got a man, and it's Jones diving into the end zone for another Minnesota touchdown. That was beautiful. Everybody looking for Jefferson. This time Jones dragged, got the catch and the dive for 6. And the Vikings are up 2 touchdowns to nothing.
That's perfect. That was last year when Sam Darnold was with the Minnesota Vikings as they that may have been the worst defeat of the season last year. They beat them down. And, of course, to jog people's memories, Tyler was in attendance, and that is the game that extended his streak of clearly – I mean, listen, I don't believe in luck, but maybe it's a coincidence that Tyler has been to, I think, 3 straight ball games that they have lost to on the road, and maybe more.
And arguably all 3 being their worst of the season.
Yeah.
Can't even argue it.
Yeah, the Panthers one's very unexplainable, but they lost to that Panthers team that grabbed the number one pick. That was unexplainable, but in that game last year, Clint, Sam Darnold outplayed C.J. Stroud, and going into that game, it was a clear thought that the Texans had the advantage of the quarterback spot. And they would go on, and last year, Sam Darnold for the season outplayed C.J. Stroud last year. And this year, I think he has clearly outplayed him. They both have the same completion percentage, nearly 71%. Both of them, Sam has thrown for more yards, 1541 to C.J., who's just over 1,000 yards. Sam's got 11 touchdowns to 3 interceptions. Stroud's got 8 to 3 interceptions. Sam's got a quarterback rating of 116, Stroud of 102. So they, like we said, CJ has not been awful or by any standard, but Sam has Sam's had the better year up to this point. Last year, I think a big thing for that game was, Sam Darnold threw multiple touchdown passes and outplayed CJ from the quarterback position. It all wasn't on CJ. CJ had a couple of interceptions in that game as well. In your mind, as we talk about, these are the type of games where your stars have to really impact the game. They've got to play big time. And they've got Sam Darnold. You have C.J. Stroud. It's a road game. You're without Christian Kirk. In your mind, does C.J. Stroud have to outplay Sam Darnold for this team to win?
Absolutely, 100%.
I am so with you on that.
Now, my definition of outplaying Sam Darnold is probably significantly different than everybody else's.
Explain.
It probably looks completely different. Like, I don't need him to throw for more yards. I don't necessarily need him to throw for more touchdowns. What I need him to do is turn it over fewer times, complete a high percentage of his balls. I need him to protect his offensive line by getting the football out, make their best weapon on defense, their defensive line, a non-factor in the game. By getting the football out, the whatever the communication piece is, and I think we've been led to believe that C.J. Stroud was going to have this major command of this offense. I don't think he does. I think he has more say-so than what he had previously, but I don't know that he's up there doing a ton of communication. I damn sure know he's not going to be doing a ton of it tonight in this environment in Seattle with how loud it can get. But whenever he can communicate and run stuff, if you know what I mean, do it and do it at a high level. Sam may throw for more yards. Sam may throw for more touchdowns. But I think in order for this football team to have a chance, I think you've got to see a super efficient, high-level processing quarterback. I think you've got to see a guy play, keep himself upright, protect his offensive line, stay ahead of the chains, all that boring stuff he's got to do at an elite level. Yes.
Yeah, someone texted in. You're right. I don't know how. I forgot about that. Christmas. Christmas Day ass kicking against the Ravens. That was a 31-2 ass kicking. So yeah, but the Vikings one was right up there early in the year. We're like, whoa, what was that? I'm with you on that, Clint, because I think Sam Darnold's going to have some problems with the Texans defense, right? Just like I think Matt Stafford had some problems against the Texans defense.
Yeah, girl.
Just like I believe Trevor Lawrence had some problems with the Texans defense. I think he's going to have some problems, just like Baker had some problems with the Texans defense. But in particular with Trevor and Matt Stafford, even though they struggled against the superior defense, they did not play well. And C.J. Stroud, even in those games, still didn't outplay those guys. And they struggled mightily with the Texans defense. As bad as Trevor played, C.J. had more turnovers in the game. Right? Like Trevor wasn't great. And C.J. didn't have as many drops as Trevor did. Like, that's to me why I think he has to outplay him, because I think the Texans defense is going to make it hard. If this thing's a shootout, if this thing, Clinton, and the Seahawks are able to put up 28, then all right, the Texans defense didn't show up like we think. I don't think that's going to happen. I think the Texans defense are going to give Seattle problems because they give everybody problems. And if they give them problems, C.J. Stroud has to be able, him and his offense, to make enough plays to jump them. They should not lose games where the defense gives up 14 plays or 14 points like they did against the Rams. They should not lose games like that. They shouldn't. They shouldn't lose games the way they lost to Jacksonville, where they give up 17. They shouldn't lose them. And a big reason that they lost those games was CJ and the offense couldn't pull it together. And they cannot have that anymore. So I'm with you. I think CJ Stroud, when we come from the game, clearly we have to look at it and see CJ was the better quarterback. However it is, CJ was the better quarterback tonight. You go on the road against a quality team, and you wonder if you are behind the eight ball a little bit when it comes to the teams. Your quarterback has to make up the difference.
Well, what we've seen recently, Ron, the last 2 weeks, is we've seen a very conservative, just get it out, protect everybody. And then when it's time to dial up and execute a shot, they have been really successful with those shots. Not only can you watch the film and go, well, that makes sense why you would throw that ball. Right, but it's also like the timeliness of it has been absolutely beautiful, and so again, when you look at what is a beautiful brand of quarterback is conservative, pick and choose when you want to take that risk, and when you do take that risk, you can tell by the timing of it that it's a throw in the ocean ultimately, and that it's highly likely. Yeah, you may be throwing a low percentage ball, but you got one on one, and you got your best player against one of their not best players. I think Sam Darnold's going to have a hard time keeping up with that. That hold the ball and throw it down the field as much as you can and take shots and all that. Like that is a hard brand of football to, one, stay healthy, but two, execute at a championship caliber.
I'm just I know some of you are going to maybe laugh at me. I'm just not.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag.
Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Prepared to say that I trust Sam Darnold more than I trust CJ Stroud.
It would be painful.
I'm just not prepared to say that. I know the numbers the last year plus scream who you should trust more. I'm just not prepared to do that yet. And I think they need the Texans. The Texans need him to have a huge monster game and outplay Sam Darnold. All right. Coming up, let's do it each and every Monday. Weekend's best, weekend's worst. We'll do that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right. 713-572-4610. We will jump back in to the Texans here in a bit. But you can text yours in. Weekends best, weekends worst. We do this every single Monday. By the way, we find out the big news. Is that tomorrow, Tyler? We find out if we win Marconi Award for Sports Station of the Year. We were nominated for a Marconi Award, and everyone has said that's the highest honor. This is like being nominated for the Oscar. It's like the nomination is a big deal in this. That's what everyone has said. But, I mean, we'd like to win the damn thing.
Hell yeah. Just one of five nominated across the country for this glorious award. I think we'll be bringing some hardware home tomorrow night, but that's my opinion. We'll see.
Like when I just need some clarification here. When we hear about this, does this mean the award ceremony is tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow night in New York City.
Who the hell do we have going out there on our behalf? It's Parker. Parker's ass better be. I just saw him walk by here. He needs to be on a plane.
I haven't heard. I'm not sure.
Yeah. You know Park Dog's going.
He better. Well, no, he's got Monday Night Football. His flight better be.
Park Dog will be out there.
He better leave early. I want to see some video.
I got to believe Park Dog's going to be. He'll be up out of here tonight.
I want him to stand up and stare down the person with the envelope. I know that person, kid, but just a threatening stare to read.
Real uncomfortable stare.
Yeah, don't you read Philadelphia. Don't you read it. Stare their asses down.
I need to find like a link so I can watch the award show live.
I'm telling you, man.
Got to be one, right? It's 2025.
No. I mean, if that award show isn't streamed somewhere in 2025, boy, we
the National Broadcasting Association.
God. Damn, man.
I mean, damn.
Broadcasting.
Yeah, he is going. There he is. Park that damn dogs, thing better. Going. That thing needs to be on the Space City Home Network, damn it. That needs to be. that damn thing needs to be on. Hey, what is the Isaiah the Factor. Take a night off and let us throw that Marconi Award. That should be
country
on,
ass
on
replay.
I love that, man. That's one of my dreams, man. Isaiah, if you're listening.
I ran into him at the bar over at Little Woodrow's recently.
Isaiah, if you're listening, Ron the Show, Hughley Sports Radio 610, man. My dream is to be on that damn show. I want to be on the Factor, man. I don't care what we got to talk about. I'm just saying, baby, I want to be on the Factor now.
I'll never forget when that man was on Tosh, swallowing that bug while he was doing his report.
Country ass.
Then he landed in Houston. It's glorious.
Oh, man, he's been killing it. I'm just telling you. But nah, man, we'll see, man. We'll see if we can pull that off. Do we get to see Tyler's face again? Because if it's streamed, they're going to go through the different nominees.
I care all you gotta do. Hey, you follow T Mill Real Deal on them socials. That thing will be a pick will be posted at least two more times before the decision's made.
Oh, minimal.
You got to get the most juice out of that squeeze as you can.
I've seen you posted a little bit here the weeks leading up. I mean, it needs to be every 2 hours.
Absolutely.
Right now.
Put that thing on repeat, cuz.
Yeah, that video, every piece of it.
Schedule some tweets.
No, free frame that songbook. Hell with that video, man. That's a steel frame right there.
If we win that thing, I'm telling you, we ought to get a lot of stuff delivered up here. Something.
We got a party.
We need a party.
We win this sucker. Hell, I'll throw a party. I ain't gonna let it down the vine.
I may throw in a little bit on it.
Hey, look here. We ain't worried about no damn gift cards neither.
Yeah. I'll tell you, and when I say a little bit, I do mean a little bit. But I will throw
you throw a little something on it.
I'll throw a little something on it. What I got on me right now. I'll throw a little.
All singles look like he been at the shake. If I didn't know he was traveling with his family the last 32 hours, I'd know what's up. He got six singles in his wallet.
Yeah,
over
here. I do, baby. Six singles, baby.
You adding to treasures?
Nah, man.
He ain't gonna get far with six of them.
Yeah, take this to Onyx. All right,
the first verse.
All right, let's do it. Weekend's best, weekend's worst. Clint, let's start in a good spot. What's your weekend's best this week?
Well, I got to go with Bo Nix, man. I got to go with Bo Nix and the Denver goodness. Broncos. That fourth quarter was
about to say at least in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, but let's go down in history, man. I mean, Bo Nix fourth quarter is absolutely wild, man. It's the most points ever in a fourth quarter following three shutout quarters, obviously, because they didn't score any points until the fourth quarter, right? I mean, it's what they were able to do, 295 yards of offense in the fourth quarter. Get this. They were down 19-0 to start the fourth quarter. They were down 26-8 with 6:38 left in the ball game and won 33-32. That is a
33-7 in the quarter.
33 points in the fourth quarter. Bo Nix had two rushing touchdowns, two passing touchdowns, and the final drive, a field goal drive to win that joker. And so, look, I mean, the 33-point quarter is second in history behind a Detroit team in 2007 scored 34 points in a quarter. So, just wild to think that Bo Nix and the Denver Broncos and Sean Payton were able to score 33 points in a damn quarter. So, I there's a lot of good this weekend. I sat around and watched a lot of football this weekend. But nothing was better than that fourth quarter by Bo Nix and Sean Payton.
Yeah, that was insane. We were driving back, and Clint, I mean, we're in the Woodlands. I just kind of shut it down. They had just caught that pass where they had basically the Giants and the Broncos had exchanged tipped touchdown catches. And I think it was 26-8 is what it was with like 10 minutes or so left. And I moved on. We got to the house and unloaded. I turned on the TV. The Giants are down 30-26 and it's 4th-and-19. And I'm like, what in the hell has happened since this 50 minutes that we've driven? I was like, wow, that was crazy. So shout out to Bo Nix. It's a weekend's best for Bo Nix. But I don't know if Brian Daboll and and Dart see it that way. They may go the other side. All right, my weekend's best is Tyler and Clint. I think Shohei Ohtani put together maybe the greatest performance we've ever, not maybe, at least, unless some of you, we've got some people still living that watched Babe Ruth play, I think, with Sister Jean passing. I don't know if we have anybody else there. But Shohei Ohtani Friday night goes 6 innings, 2 hits, no runs, 10 punch-outs, and then he goes 3-for-3 with a walk, 3 homers, and 3 RBIs.
Crazy.
It's the same game in a playoff game.
Well, one of the best videos I've ever seen on social media, Ron, was somebody took his 10 strikeouts and his 3 home runs and played, put him in a video when it happened. You know what I mean? Like on a time scale. So it was strikeout, 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 home run, strikeout, 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 home run, strike. It was just, I mean, it was, I'm like, damn, is this all in one game? I had to circle back and check on it when it was going on. It's wild, man.
It's insane, man. I mean, the 6 innings, 2 hits. I, honest to God, I'm afraid to look this up, Tyler. I'm afraid to look up the last time an Astro pitcher has gone 6 innings, no runs, and 10 Ks in a playoff game. That alone, I'm afraid. That alone, the hell with the, yeah. The hell would he do on the other side? That alone.
The crazy thing, right? In that highlight film I'm talking about, he was hitting 100. Several of those strikeout pitches were 100.
Yes.
I mean, he was
in the fifth. It was insane. All right, your weekend's worse, Clint.
I think it's got to be the Dolphins. You lose 31-6 to the Browns. It's bad enough, but the Mike McDaniels thing with the and I've heard a lot of talk about the football, you know, savant, but the hoodie and the gold rim glasses and the sounding like he's high all the time. I mean, it is just a tough look at this point. If you were winning, if you were even,
is it a tougher look than Tua?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's
are you talking yes, about
yeah. I mean, I guess I'm looking more of just like, hey, the head coach can go, hey, man, I'm benching you, and we're gonna play. Which, by the way, Quinn Ewers did get in the game, but just that whole look, man, the whole, just like there is no way, there's no coming back. You know what I mean? Like when I look at the Dolphins and I look at Mike McDaniel, it's just like put him out of his misery already.
Yeah,
I mean, just do away with it. I just don't see it. Being, not to mention, you got cats like Tyreek Hill, which I know he's injured, but you got cats like that in that locker room. Like, he's not getting anybody to respond to him. He's not the whole demeanor, the whole thing is just not good, man. They got to put him out of his misery.
All right, my weekend's worst is the Oakland Raiders in Kansas City yesterday, and not to mention Andy Reid, who showed himself to be one of the biggest Richard heads. And I believe he was trying to, in his way, be nice and not embarrass Pete Carroll and the Raiders. But I think he did it. You start taking knees at the 3-minute mark when the team has all their timeouts. That's an a-hole move. When you pass in the entire quarter, Gardner Minshew came out there to just hand off for a quarter plus. They passed and punted on a 48-yard field goal. They elected to punt. They had a 4th and 10 inside the 20 and just ran it so they wouldn't get the first down or kick a field goal to add points. I'd rather you just keep scoring on me than to show me that much mercy. I don't know if Andy understands it, but that is such an a-hole move to start grabbing knees at the 3-minute mark just to give him the ball. But offensively, Clint, the Raiders had 3 first downs. The Raiders had 30 offensive plays run in the game. The Chiefs had 30 first downs in the game. The Raiders were 0-for-7 on third down. They rushed for 25 yards, threw for 70, had 95 total yards in the game, and lost the time of possession 42 minutes to 17.
I saw that list, Ryan.
The
one that sticks out, they ran 30 total plays in 10 drives. Boys, that's three and out.
They never had a drive where they had more than 5
blazing it.
And they had, well, if they had a five, they had to have a one.
What if I told you?
I mean, think about it, 10 drives, 30 plays. You had three drives per play. So if you had a five-play drive, you had to have a one that, play somewhere. That,
like, what are we doing here, man? I mean, good God almighty. Wow. Man. It was just, it was Chris Jones after the game said, I only played 22 plays. I mean, and they did it. They set the starter to the fourth quarter. That was just awful. Awful yesterday. What you got coming up?
Well, look, Ron, it's pretty simple, man. There's been one of the Texans players ruled out for tonight that is just an absolute killer. I'll tell you who that is and what it means next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.